This is the Daily Technology Pulse Podcast. Welcome aboard.
And we're back with another episode of the Daily Technology Pulse. Rick from Daily here, and today we're going to be talking about challenges and innovations in the physical security space with our strategic partner, Verkada. But first, it's time for the shameless plug for my incredible employer, Daily. When you need to speak with someone about your technology needs, do you want to reach out to someone halfway around the globe or someone in your own backyard? That's the Daily difference. We're your local source in Maryland and Virginia for everything from client computing and peripherals to complete audiovisual systems to managed print solutions. Our sales team, our break-fix staff, and our leadership are right here for you, no matter what you may need. Learn more about the Daily Difference by visiting our website, www.daly.com. Also, if you have anything to say about the Technology Pulse podcast, you can email me directly at ricko@daily.com. I welcome your feedback, good, bad, indifferent. Hey, I'm just a few clicks and keystrokes away. And now on to our show. Today, we'll be talking about the ins and outs of physical security for organizational spaces. Ins and outs. See what I did there? Okay, enough corny jokes for now, but I can't promise there won't be more later. Anyway, we're now joined by Patrick Del Buono. He is the Senior Channel Sales Manager for Daily Strategic Partner Verkada. Patrick, thanks so much for joining the Technology Pulse.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rick. It's a real pleasure.
It is an absolute pleasure on my end as well, and a real pleasure for me, particularly because Verkada and Daily, this is a relatively new partnership, is it not?
That's correct. Yeah, we started doing business together in back in May, so just a few months.
So it really has not been long. Hopefully things are going really well.
Oh yeah, so far so good. It's been a real pleasure working with Daily. You know, what you guys bring to the market, we're really excited to be on board and be one of your key suppliers.
Absolutely. And so just for the edification of people who are not familiar with Verkada, since this is a new partnership, can you go ahead and just give us the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Verkada? Give us the whole Verkada story?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So Verkada is the world's fastest growing physical security company. And we do some things a little differently than our competitors, which we can touch on today. But we were founded in 2016 in San Mateo, California, and currently what we do is we provide cameras, door access control, environmental sensors, alarms, guest management, and our brand new mailroom solution, which is basically a mailroom management software solution to customers across all verticals globally. That's a little bit about kind of what we do.
So mailroom management solution, I've got to ask a little bit more about that. Give me the 35,000 foot overview of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of our goals at Verkada is just to help our customers, regardless of the industry, do things easier, save costs, save time. A piece of feedback we were getting from a lot of our customers is, you know, hey, with your integrated solution around cameras and door access control and guest management, wouldn't it be cool if you guys could help us manage packages that come in and come out of our various mailrooms across all of our different facilities? So we actually built out, it's a software-only component to our platform, Verkada Command, and it allows mailroom admins to basically scan in packages, and in real time, it'll alert those recipients that they have a package, where they need to pick it up. And because it integrates with all of our other solutions, you get a lot of context as to what happened. So it integrates in with cameras so you can see the real-time footage of when the package was delivered, when it was picked up, et cetera. So it's pretty slick. We're seeing a lot of our customers being really interested in adopting it. So it's all exciting stuff.
That does sound really exciting. And it really does take the traditional model of physical security and kind of turn it on its head a little bit or a lot.
Yeah, it absolutely does. You know, that's really our whole go-to-market. You know, if you look at the traditional physical security space, cameras, door access control, all these things that I've been mentioning, you know, a couple things start to happen as customers start to secure their facilities, whether it be a school or a manufacturing facility, a hospital, a hotel, whatever it is. As you add more solutions, there's more complexity that comes with that. And there's more vendors you have to work with. There's more potentially partners you have to work with, you know, more bills to pay. So what we really did was take kind of this cloud first model that, you know, we all are well accustomed to in the industry these days and essentially take physical security, which was traditionally an on-prem solution, and wrap it into a cloud managed solution that gives customers access to all of those solutions from a single pane of glass.
Now, I have to imagine that's been fairly disruptive to your sector of the industry. Obviously that was done on purpose? You meant to cause that disruption?
Yeah, we absolutely did. You know, I always kind of chuckle when I say this, but I think it kind of rolls back to our Silicon Valley DNA as an organization. Being a venture capital funded company, you know, you look at our investors and a lot of them are the same names that were early investors in Uber and Facebook and Zoom and all of these large software companies that we see today. We're a little different in our DNA in that we do manufacture a hardware product. It's our cameras, it's our door controllers, our door readers, our sensors, et cetera. But it all being connected at that software layer, I think we really have a lot of that sort of software company DNA. And it's allowed us to be really disruptive and also grow really fast. It's something that customers have been looking for and asking for a long time. So I think Verkada was well-placed to kind of bring this type of solution to market.
So obviously you're straying from the old model, as you like to say. Now, There's an old saying, the idiom, of course, goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And pardon my poor grammar, but I'm just going with what the idiom says. What was broken?
That's an onion of a question. There's lots of layers to that. So I'm going to pick one product line because I think it paints a really good sort of analogy for Verkada as a whole and the industry as a whole. So I'm going to stick to cameras in answering your question. But, you know, if you look at traditional, you know, security cameras, they were clunky systems. You know, they required a lot of hardware on site sitting in a closet somewhere to make those things work. NVRs and DVRs, which actually did the recording. You had cameras that were plugged into those, which then plugged into switches, into servers so that you could store footage. And then if you wanted to be able to view it anywhere other than, you know, on the local area network there, you needed a firewall and you needed to poke holes in that firewall to allow access, which, as we all know, in the world of cybersecurity these days, the more holes you poke in firewalls, the more susceptible you are to cybersecurity risk. Also, having all that hardware made it incredibly hard to scale. You know, we see a lot of our customers, they may start with one site, whether it's one, you know, elementary school or one high school. And then over time, they grow and they add on more cameras, more door controllers, et cetera. And they're able to scale. And because it's all the infrastructure is in the cloud, we can essentially scale at their speed, really at any time. And it makes it super easy to scale. And if you look at the total cost of ownership over the life of what we consider a life cycle for Verkada equipment, which is 10 years, kind of crazy to think about, the total cost of ownership of a Verkada system ends up being comparable with a lot of the more on paper, budget-friendly traditional solutions.
Obviously, technology evolves. Technology is constantly evolving. So understanding that you have to keep on top of that evolving technology, and you also have to keep on top of the evolving needs. Because just like you said, it's not just cameras anymore when you're talking about physical security.
It really is
a lot of other aspects. So, you know, I know you touched on this before when you talked a little bit about who Verkada is, but talk to us a little more about some of the other integrated type systems, like you talked about access control.
You know, I like to use the flip phone versus smartphone analogy. So, you know, if you think back to your flip phone, that phone was the best it was ever going to be from a technology standpoint on the day that you bought that phone. And every day, every year after that, until you replaced that flip phone, it was a depreciating asset in terms of the value it brought to you, in terms of the technology, in terms of new features and functionality. On the flip side, Verkada is more like a smartphone. That iPhone that I bought a year ago, every day that a new app is released that allows me to do something a little better in my day-to-day life or more efficient or save me time or save me money. Also, because it's a network device, it's connected to the network in some shape or form, it allows updates to be pushed, right? So every time Apple releases a new firmware update, you get the latest and greatest technology to that phone. And, you know, that's kind of the model we adopt. Because we're networked devices and they're software managed, we're constantly pushing firmware updates to our cameras or any of our other solutions that basically allow them to get better with time. So again, just adding more value to our customers, potentially down the line that on the date that they make a purchase, they might not even know about yet.
And again, going back to that physical security aspect, particularly when it comes to access points, part of my background is in cybersecurity, and I learned cybersecurity isn't just about data and poking holes in firewalls, but it really is about your physical plant. Like you said, who's coming in, who's going out, packages coming in and out. One of the big things about cybersecurity when it comes to physical security is the loading dock is usually not nearly as secure as the front desk is, where you've got the cameras at the front desk and you could see who's coming in and going out, but you don't necessarily have that in a loading dock. So where you say Verkada is scalable, are you looking to scale into those types of areas as well?
Yeah, we absolutely are. And, you know, we're already in a lot of those, what I would call more niche use case ingress and egress points across our customers' locations. You know, we secure a lot of loading docks and back doors and things like that. And we've done a lot of really cool development on the software side to help be proactive in securing those doors. For example, one of the things we rolled out, I think a little over a year ago, was tailgating. So one of the biggest security issues with doors is someone will badge in, someone will, you know, put in their keypad code, they open the door, and someone coming up behind them says, oh, hold on, hold that door for me. And, you know, people naturally don't want to be rude. And so they hold the door. And next thing you know, you have an unauthorized person in your facility. So we've done some cool stuff with our access control where you can actually get live text and email alerts to a site administrator if a tailgating incident occurs. So if the camera picks up that two people walked through that door, but only one person's badge or phone app was scanned by the door reader, they can actually get a live alert in real time saying, hey, someone, you know, tailgated through the loading dock or the back door or whatever it might be. That's just one example of, in the software-driven world we live in, we can do some really unique things to help our customers be more proactive towards their security as opposed to just reactive. Rick, if I could take a couple more minutes, I'd love to share another cool example with you that I think will really resonate with some of your listeners. So one of our product lines is an environmental sensor, and you know, we're constantly adding functionality. So I don't even know what number we're up to, but I think it's 7 or 8 different metrics that it measures, everything from temperature, humidity, air quality. But one thing that we were hearing a lot of our education customers begging us for was the ability to detect vape fumes. So if you're familiar, I believe the CDC recently came out with a study saying that, and this is mind-boggling, but 43% of American high schoolers currently vape in some capacity, which is a pretty alarming statistic. And it became and it still is a huge problem across schools, particularly in bathrooms, right? Where these are places for obvious reasons. We can't put cameras. You know, you can't have somebody stationed there all day, every day to monitor. So what we've started doing is putting vape sensors or our sensor in bathrooms and then putting a camera outside of that bathroom. And because all of our systems are interconnected and managed by software, we can create some really cool software mechanisms, if you will. So if that sensor picks up vape in that bathroom, it'll do a number of things. One, it'll start that camera outside, will start recording, and it'll send a live text and email link to the principal, the dean, the school resource officer, whoever's the appropriate person at that location, that there was a vape incident in bathroom, you know, 2B, for example, or, you know, whatever bathroom it is. And in that text message, it'll have a link to the live footage. And they can use that to actually go and take some disciplinary action. And we recently rolled out a proof of concept at a large school district here in Virginia where I live. It was met with outstanding results. In fact, we were on a best practices call with the customer. And during the Zoom call, he confiscated 4 vape pens from students live while we were on the Zoom call. It's a pretty amazing testament to the technology. And again, just a great example of how we're thinking proactively as opposed to reactive when it comes to security. I'm happy to be part of an organization that's thinking ahead and trying to figure out ways to solve some of these problems on behalf of our customers.
So would you say that forward thinking is one of the main differences when it comes to Verkada versus other companies in the space?
Yeah, I think that's a really safe statement, Rick. While we still are very much a physical security company, you know, we're looking to the future as well. The largest disruptable market is, you know, how customers are managing their physical spaces. It's something that we've come a long way in the residential front, right? With things like smart homes and smart alarms and Ring cameras and things like that. And I think the business to business side of that has lagged. And so, you know, be on the lookout because we're going to be releasing a lot of other things in the near future. And we're really positioning ourselves to become the premier company that is going to deliver basically the operating system for people's physical spaces. Some other things that are connected to the network within your physical space that maybe you're having a hard time managing today. And Verkada is really positioning ourselves to do just that and be the one-stop shop.
So that leads me into another question that I think is going to resonate with a lot of folks because I think a lot of folks don't understand it. So let's talk about the importance of security and the different aspects that are behind it, because it's not just the physical spaces, it's the people, it's the assets, and even privacy. But let's talk about the people and the assets first, and then we'll come back to privacy. Why is it so important these days for state and local governments and educational facilities or pretty much any enterprise to put that spotlight on physical security?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think, you know, there's the low-hanging fruit answer here, Rick, which is the world's not a perfect place. The fact that we're in existence as a company kind of proves that out, right? So, you know, I'm a firm believer that an organization's most valuable asset really isn't an asset. It's their people. You know, it's the people that come to work every day or come to school every day. And I think in the world we live in, we're seeing that those organizations have a responsibility to those people to keep them safe, keep them protected, make sure that their school or their place of work or their place of worship, whatever it might be, is a safe, secure place for them to spend their time.
We talked about the importance of security and how Verkada is changing the game and being able to recognize a lot of people. So I imagine a lot of that has to do with facial recognition. Does this spike any concerns or any conversations about privacy?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I'm glad you brought the question up. I think oftentimes in the physical security world, we don't want the question to be brought up, but I think it's one that's obviously very pertinent and it warrants being addressed. You know, I think if you're looking to roll out any type of solution, you know, as an end customer, I think it's really important that you look at what your local regulations, laws in your jurisdiction are for things like facial recognition. You know, there are some cities and states in the U.S. that do not allow it. We have plenty of customers in those municipalities and those states, and we unfortunately they just don't have access to that functionality. But we're driving so much additional value that we haven't had a single customer come back to us and say, "Hey, we don't want to work with you anymore because you know my city won't allow this piece of functionality to be turned on." But yeah, there's definitely real concerns around it. We've got a great team here at Verkada that can help you in those conversations and in planning. So if that's something that you think might be an issue in your area or just within your organization, you know, you're like, "I don't know, this might be a little too big brother-ish for me." We completely understand. And, you know, we're definitely open to having some conversations to figure out, you know, what works best for you in your organization. And if there's things that fit the bill, awesome. If there's some things that maybe you don't want enabled, certain functionality because of privacy reasons, we're also happy to work with you and make sure that we're giving you a solution that frankly meets your needs and doesn't give you things that make you feel uncomfortable.
So you have people on staff who do keep up with those laws?
We do. Yeah, absolutely. We have compliance folks that keep up with that. And sometimes it's a bit of a moving target. You know, we're always learning. Laws are always changing. But we try and do a pretty good job of keeping up with those. So far, it's been good. We haven't had any real issues to date, knock on wood. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Very true. You know, I think one of the takeaways from this particular episode is that security is no longer a nice to have. It's really a must have.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Rick. You know, I think all you have to do is look at some of the funding, particularly in the SLED space, right? Some of the funding that's coming down from both the federal side as well as the state side to help secure some of these places like schools and, you know, town halls and courthouses. I think these entities recognize that security is paramount. I mean, I don't want to be a downer, Rick, but all you got to do is turn on the news to see some of the tragic stuff that's happening in our world. You know, Verkada and Daily, as best as we can help to get the word out, you know, to our customers and to your customers and to hopefully new Verkada customers down the line. You know, that we can help them do that. You know, that's really our message. You know, we want to be impactful, and we want to, you know, we don't want to just throw up cameras that maybe are going to work half the time. And if an incident occurs, some poor sap's got to sit in a closet and scrub through hours and hours of footage to find something. And by this time, you know, 3 days has passed, the incident's passed. You know, we want our customers to be able to know and have control over what's going on in their environments, like as things are occurring. And being able to take action, because we recognize that when your back's against the wall, when there's an emergency or something of that nature, like it's not days, it's not minutes, sometimes it's seconds that count. We want to be able to speed all that up for our customers and help them keep their people and their assets safe. That's really the message at the end of the day.
Exactly. And then, like you said, going with a cloud-based system, it's also keeping their data safe, because it's not something that you're going to be able to jump through a back door or a cracked open window in the cyber world. If you have to punch those holes in the firewall when you're going with that cloud system, it's not just about the physical security, but again, it's combining physical with cyber.
Exactly. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we lean on the largest data center company on the planet, AWS, probably the most secure data center provider on the planet. You know, redundancy across data centers in case of, you know, for disaster recovery reasons, incredibly scalable. It's frankly, it allows us to partnering with an organization like that allows us to provide the top level technology that we do to our customers. So from a cybersecurity standpoint, I mean, you really can't ask for a more secure solution.
Patrick, this has been very eye-opening, particularly for me. Like I said, I had no idea some of the new stuff that was even out there. And I want to thank you for joining us today and say that we really do appreciate the partnership with Verkada and look forward to doing more great things with you in the future.
Yeah, really looking forward to it, Rick. You know, working with Daily so far has been an incredible experience, I think, for both organizations. And if any of your listeners are interested in learning more, reach out to Daily, reach out to your Daily representative, you know, that you work with. And we're more than happy to get involved in the conversation, show you Verkada. We have a lot of cool stuff to show. And so, yeah, we're more than happy to hop on a Zoom call or come on site if that's a requirement. And you know, have a conversation with you about how you better manage your physical spaces and secure your people and assets. So, Rick, once again, just thank you so much for the time today. This has been a blast. You know, hopefully you'll have me back down the road. I'd love to be a part of the conversation moving forward.
All right, Patrick, thanks again. And we hope you have a great day.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
All right, Patrick. And it has been a real pleasure having you on the Technology Pulse to share your incredible knowledge about physical security. I know I certainly learned a lot today. So thanks again. We've come to the end of another episode, but please don't hit that stop button just yet. I do have a few more items to share. First, if you're interested in learning more about what Daily and Verkada can offer your organization, all you need to do is send us an email at solutions@daily.com, or you can give us a call at 800-955-DAILY, D-A-L-Y, or 3259. Maybe I'll say this next part in my best announcer voice.
The Technology Pulse Podcast is produced and presented by Daily Computers, Inc. Information presented in the Technology Pulse Podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without Daily's expressed written consent.
Boy, aren't you glad I don't talk like that the whole episode? Last but certainly not least, you can send your questions, comments, concerns, or any feedback about the Technology Pulse directly to me. Just open an email and type in the to slot, rico@daily.com, then type your subject, then type whatever it is you want to say to me, and send it. I'd be happy to read it, and I'll even respond. As a matter of fact, if you send me an email, maybe I'll send you a little bit of Daily swag. Until next time, this is Rick from Daily, saying it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. A little more wisdom for you today. So long.